Most of us red-blooded, freedom-loving Americans hate to take a vacation. Not because we are fun-averse, but because when we come back to the job, we have to work doubly hard to catch up with all the unfinished business we left behind. I should know, having just returned from a 3-week road trip cross-country to find all the backlog waiting open-jawed. For the purpose of this lament, I'm going to skip the saga of the broken drain in the kitchen sink I'm still trying to repair. You've heard enough plumbing nightmares from me to last a Maytag repairman's lifetime. Instead, I'm going to focus on my little park across the island and the mud hole I left behind. If you've missed the previous bitching about my county park guy telling me he was going to put my request at the bottom of his to-do list because I'd complained that after 2 or more years I was sick and tired of my parking lot that was a complete mud hole hell after any rains, well, count yourself lucky. Me, I just pretty much figured that car-swallowing tar pit would have to stay the same. An invitation to vandals that nobody cared about this little pocket park, so go ahead and trash the place. But, to my surprise, I got a photo on the trip from a neighbor showing gravel had been spread over the parking lot. Not really evenly or tamped down, but hellfire, better than tire-sucking mud any day of the week. Turns out, though, someone, probably the county, had dumped the gravel, and a good Samaritan neighbor got tired of looking at the little mountain of it, so he drove his tractor down and spread the stuff. All fine and dandy, you might think, but I think maybe the county might have planned to even out the craters, spread the thicker gravel next, then add the 5/8 minus stuff on top. Kind of a professional job. Oh well. Another South End attempt at do-it-yourself gone awry, which reminds me, I got that drain to fix later today. Needless to say, I'm waiting for the county to contact me now that I'm back, tanned and rested from our trip back east. I'm expecting a pretty pissed-off county guy to call any day now. Of course, I'm not answering phones. And in the future, I expect I won't just get put at the bottom of the to-do list, I'll be on my own from here on out. Sometimes you just can't catch a break, and you probably shouldn't take vacations.